Hello everyone. Now we are going to talk about AI in healthcare marketing. Yes, we are going to explore how AI can be used in healthcare marketing, the current state of healthcare market and the role of AI in healthcare marketing. We are going to explore the core components of AI-driven marketing strategy and how AI optimizes market outreach strategies in healthcare and its impact on patient engagement and brand positioning. Now let's understand the integration of AI in healthcare marketing. It is assured in the new era where predictive analytics and personalized patient experience, precision targeting are not just concepts, but practical tools that generate tangible results. The advent of AI-driven healthcare marketing signifies a paradigm shift where data-driven insights and automated processes enhance both the quality and reach of healthcare communications. The AI allows marketers to analyze vast amount of data. See, that is how AI works. Artificial intelligence works on large data sets, big data sets, and then eventually it, basically connects, it predicts the data, it analyzes the data, it shares the analytics, and the data is so much vast that it extracts the actionable insight, enabling the development of highly personalized marketing campaigns. So these campaigns can target specific patient demographics with unprecedented accuracy, offering relevant information and services that meet customized healthcare needs. This level of personalization not only enhances patient engagement, but also builds in trust and loyalty amongst patients as they feel more understood, more valued by their healthcare provider. See, this is very important when we talk about patient-centric system. The patient, we have to, think what a patient wants. We have to ensure that whatever patient wants is provided to the patient. And that brings in a lot of trust and loyalty. It, when we involve to ensure that the patients are taken care, their needs are taken care well. The AI-driven marketing techniques such as machine learning algorithms and natural language processing are capable of predicting patient behavior with remarkable precision. By leveraging these technologies, healthcare organizations can anticipate. They can anticipate what patient wants, what patient needs, at what time he needs, and what are the relevant content that addresses that concerns and conditions. The AI tools such as chatbots and virtual assistants provide instant personalized responses. We all have used them and we are really happy using them. It enhances the patient experiences. The AI-driven tools can collect and analyze patient feedback. They provide us marketers with valuable insights to refine their strategies and to improve patient satisfaction completely. So these tools basically collect the data of a patient feedback. So when a patient comes to an organization, he provides the feedback. That feedback is collected through an AI-driven tool, which further analyzes the patient feedback. It analyzes that what patient has liked about the organization, what are his expectation about the organization, and what changes he wants in an organization. Further, we can define our strategies according to the patient's feedback and patient's needs or patient's inputs and improve the patient satisfaction. And it is an ongoing process. See, improving the processes or improving the strategies, it's an ongoing thing. It is not a one-time thing. That's why when we talk about AI-driven tools and data reconciliations and studying the data again and again with the patient feedback help us to give a clear picture about patients' new requirements or what the feedbacks we come across them. So moving ahead, the traditional healthcare marketing approaches were very have proven effective in the past, but now they contain lack of personalization. See, they were very generalized marketing strategies which were used. They never had this personalized plans or personalized touch and the measurable results. They often had no measurable results. The ability to engage with patients has now changed with AI technology. In COVID-19, pandemic made healthcare providers innovate. Yes, it was a year of innovation. COVID-19, evolved the healthcare system. It evolved how the traditional ways of working were. So now with AI digital tools, data-driven insight, and personalized communication, you can strategize the healthcare marketing. You can personalize the healthcare marketing. The current state of healthcare marketing is marked as blend of digital innovation, data-driven insight, personalized communication, integrated with traditional methods and social media marketing. Now let's go ahead and talk in detail about digital transformation, digital-driven marketing, personalization challenges, and emerging technologies. So let's start with digital transformation. Increased reliance on digital channels to reach and engage patients for telehealth and virtual care. The social media platforms and the online advertising have been essential tool for healthcare marketers. See, we have seen how digital marketing has changed throughout the years. The marketing has changed throughout the years. Initially, there would be advertisements on newspapers because the public would read newspapers. Now they connect more or read the social media news. So the platform has shifted from where it was a paper media to social media. Yes, the websites and the mobile apps play critical role. They provide patient with access to information, appointment scheduling, and telehealth services. The use of data analytics to be understand patients' behavior. So this data is used to understand patients' behavior, their preferences, how to improve patient engagement, how to enhance the effectiveness of marketing efforts. So everything is used to improve the data-driven marketing. The analysis of electronic health record, patient surveys, online interactions to develop targeted campaigns. So this electronic health record provides us data. For example, let's take a patient's data where we get to know location data, where we understand that patients from a certain location are coming with a particular disease, or a population of children population in that particular area is more. So we should focus in marketing a pediatrician. So this is how the data works. So you can, basically with this data, you know that which specialty consultants to promote in which area. So when you know the population, pediatric population from certain location is more, you market your pediatrician in that, you market your pediatric services in that particular area. So it eventually, this is a data-driven marketing. So when we talk about predictive analysis and machine learning algorithms, they anticipate patient needs and deliver personalized recommendations. So when we talk about personalization, it is about individual health concerns and preferences. So they adopt personalized marketing strategy such as targeted email campaigns, the customized content, and AI-powered chatbots. So when you start searching for a diabetologist, you may start receiving mails with the which talk about various diabetologists in your vicinity or your hospital. So this is how hospitals work. They target the campaigns around the patient as per the personalization. So let's talk about the health check campaign which took place. There was a data collected which showed that patients of 40 to 50 come from a particular organization. So next year, when it was a year completed for the health checkup, they were sent a targeted email about the discounts offered on their health checkup this year. So that helped in tar these are kind of targeted email campaigns I have been talking about. Now, what by delivering personalized experience, healthcare providers build stronger relationship. See, it is very welcoming when you get a birthday note which helps you, which reminds you about your health condition, or which says that there is some discount on a health package. So when we talk about healthcare marketing, digitalized, AI-based healthcare marketing, the mails are gone automatically. They go automatically. So if your 3 months old reading showed your sugar levels high, after 3 months it will send you a personalized mail which will ask you to recheck your sugar levels. So this kind of personalization is created on based of electronic health records or the data collected from the patients. Later, the personalized marketing helps in reducing the patient churn. So when we are randomly sending the emails to the patient to do a blood test, sugar test, but now around 50% of the patient are non-diabetic, 30% of the children are children, or 20% are actually your potential clients. So by using the data analytics or AI tools, we can focus on those 20% of potential clients. So what are the challenges and opportunities? We spoke about challenges in our previous previous slides or previous chapters. Now let's talk about what are the challenges in related to marketing, AI based marketing. Compliance to the regulations like HIPAA, GDPR, EU AI Act, India's DPDP Act, and ethical marketing practices. Integrating new technologies and data sources requiring ongoing investments and expertise. Yes, sourcing the data requires an ongoing investments and also requires an expertise to analyze the data. Moving ahead, despite these challenges, there is always technology emerging. AI is enhancing predictive analytics, VR for immersive patient education, blockchain to ensure security and transparent sharing of patient data, enhancing trust and collaboration between the patients, healthcare providers are creating a shift in healthcare marketing. So now let's talk about key aspects of AI in healthcare marketing. Predictive analysis, personalization, chatbot, virtual assistants, content creation and curation, and campaign optimization. Now let's start with predictive analytics. The AI powered algorithm analyzes patient data and then predict the behavior, preferences, future healthcare needs, and then the marketers use these insights to design the campaign that resonates with their target audience. So basically all the data is collected, we understand the pattern or behavior of the patient, and then we predict the future in healthcare needs. So now let's take an example and understand a person who is having high sugar content diet and whose weight is also on a overweight, his weight BMI is at the overweight criteria. He will start, will be predicted as a future client for obesity, for chronic disease like hypertension and diabetes. And so the marketers can use this insights, and then they design a campaign that will target this patient. So this patient will start seeing the advertisement of losing weight, he will start seeing advertisement of lifestyle management, he will see advertisement of controlling the sugar. So this is how predictive analytics create a target or insight to design the campaign. Now, personalization is AI-enabled, hyper-personalized marketing by tailoring content, messages, and recommendation to individual patients based on their medical history, demographics, and online behavior. I just now gave you an example how a personalized message is sent to a patient on his birthday for a discounted health checkup. Yes, that is kind of AI-enabled personalized message which reaches the patient and then creates a bond between the patient and the healthcare organization, where he feels he's taken care of, he feels welcomed. Chatbots and virtual assistants provide real-time support. Yes, they answer patient queries regarding to the marketing, they schedule the appointment, they provide an information that which doctor should he require, which doctor's appointment should be. So the specialty is decided by the chatbots. They guide the patient for a particular specialized doctor and also give them options for it, book appointment accordingly. These tools enhance the patient experience and reduces the burden on healthcare staff. So previously, when all these queries were answered by a healthcare staff, now they can be answered by a chatbot, which will make the experience personalized. And when there were experiences like drop call previously, calls not attended, which are are not there in such AI-based virtual assistants or chatbot situations, the content creation, the AI can generate engaging and informative content such as blogs, social media posts, videos based on the trending healthcare topics. See, it has become easy creating a content now. A ChatGPT can create a content for you, which is an AI-enabled application as per the requirement or as per the need or as per the trends upcoming with considering the patient's interest. The campaign optimization, the AI tool analyzes the marketing campaign's performance. So when the marketing campaign is launched, it also starts analyzing the performance of the campaign, whether the targeted crowd is responding well, what insights we are receiving, what are the feedbacks, and then accordingly refines the strategy for the better outcome or the better result of the campaign. Moving ahead, enhancing patient engagement with AI. So, tailored communication is one of the tools in enhancing the patient engagement. Okay, so AI identifies patient preferences, sends a targeted message to preferred channels such as SMS, email, social media, fostering trust and loyalty. Proactive health management platforms send personalized reminder for checkup, screening, medication refills, encouraging patient for active role in their health. So they start sending you a personalized message for the health checkup. They start sending you personalized messages from the pharmacy for the medication refills and screenings. They will give reminders for your appointments with the consultant. So these are our proactive healthcare management, helps engaging with the patient. Behavioral insight, by analyzing patients' feedback and interactions, AI helps healthcare organization to understand what patient concerns are, and then accordingly you can plan your marketing strategies revolving around the patient concerns and needs. Improved accessibility. As I spoke about chatbot, it bridges the gap, communication gap for undeserved population by offering multilingual support. See, when we talk about chatbot, it does not only speak English or does not only type English. You can choose your language there. You can choose any language there, and that information will be provided in your language, the language understood by you, required by you. So that enhances the experience. See, a person who does not understand English may not go to a chatbot, or you can't teach multi languages to a person. So while a doctor is communicating with the patient, the doctor may not know any other language than Hindi and English. But now this patient is from South India and speaks a South Indian language. That bridges, so that creates a gap between the consultant and the patient. But with the AI enabled tools, it bridges the gap, it provides the multilingual support, and it simplifies the medical information. The doctor can use this tool to convert the language in the patient's understandable language. The information in patient's understandable language. The data-driven feedback loops, the AI systems collects and analyze data from patients' interactions. It enables continuous improvement in marketing efforts and patients' engagement strategies. Now, let's understand how healthcare product positioning and AI-powered data-driven insights are done. So, healthcare product positioning refers to strategic process of defining how a healthcare product or service is perceived in the market relative to the competitors. So when we position the product, we see how a service can be perceived as compared to the market rate or market competitors or the market, by feasibility study, understanding the positioning of the product. The effective positioning involves clear messaging, brand identity, value proposition that resonates with the patient's healthcare providers and other stakeholders. So effective positioning helps us improve the sales, improve the services. It helps us target the crowd. The effective positioning ensures the product meets the need of the target audience. It ensures requiring a deep understanding of market dynamics, regulatory constraints, consumer behavior, and clinical efficiency. This is where AI-powered, data-driven insights play a transformative role. Yes, they play a transformative role. They make us understand what are the market dynamics, what are the competitors, what are the regulatory consent, what is the consumer behavior, and what are the clinical efficiencies. Now, let's go ahead and understand key elements of healthcare product positioning. First is target audience identification. So in healthcare, your target audience are your patients, your physicians, your hospitals, your insurance providers. So, or the combination of all of this. So these are your private primary users and these are your target audience. Then comes unique value proposition, highlighting what makes your product unique. What is the USP of your product? A unique value proposition such as efficiency, affordability, uses, easy for use, or better patient outcomes, availability. So this is, the UVP is unique value proposition. Then comes competitive differentiation, identifying the advantage over the competing products. Regulatory compliance and safety, ensuring that all marketing and positioning strategies align with regulatory frameworks. It aligns with the frameworks, it follows all the regulatory guidelines, and then comes market segmentation. It classifies audience based on the demographics, disease, conditions, purchasing behavior, and technology adaptability. And then comes messaging and communication. After messaging and communication ensures crafting clear, compelling message that appeals both emotional and the rational decision-making processes.